AM 910, WJCW 719 with Carl and Eric on this Tuesday morning. It's the time of the week when we turn to Dennis Willingham from Precision Tune Auto Care for his Car Care Tips program. Precision Tune, of course, sponsoring this portion of the program. Good morning to you, sir. Dennis, how you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
I am doing just fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that as well. So, you said today that you wanted to talk about maintaining older automobiles, older vehicles. Now, aside from putting a bottle of Geritol in the trunk, what suggestions do you have for us, Dennis?
Well, you know, there's a misconception that we've found that people don't feel like that they need to maintain a maintenance schedule on a vehicle when it gets older. And actually, just the opposite is true. You really should keep in mind you should continue your maintenance schedule on your car as it gets older. I mean, let's face it, we're all keeping our cars or vehicles longer and putting more miles on them.
True.
And, you know, it's a testament to the durability of our late model vehicles that you can do this. You know, right now, last time I checked, I haven't checked in a while, but the average mileage on a vehicle that we service is 135,000 miles.
Wow.
Now, that's the average.
Yeah.
So we have some customers that bring vehicles to us that have 300,000 plus miles on them. And some of them look great. They look like new cars. So they've been very well maintained. They've been taken care of. And, you know, these late model cars, if you take care of them, it will last you forever. You'll get tired of it before it will start giving you trouble if you keep it properly maintained.
Right.
A good thing to do is if you've got a car that's got 100,000 miles plus on it is to talk to your car care provider and see what the maintenance schedule is on that vehicle. Most of them just roll over when you get to 100,000 miles, and you pick up the same mileage intervals of things that need to be checked and serviced during that higher mileage plus situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help your automobile to last even longer. But it is important to maintain the service intervals to keep the vehicle from giving you problems.
You know, Dennis, many times we've made the comparison or the analogy, I guess, between our own bodies as human beings and the automobiles we drive. And what you're describing is exactly what we do as human beings. As we age, we visit the doctors more often just because our bodies are getting a little bit older there and we want to keep them up. And if we follow our doctor's advice, then generally speaking, we're going to have heading into a long and healthy lifetime too. And similar sort of thing, I would imagine, with our vehicles, right?
Absolutely. And like I said, if you like the vehicle you're driving and it serves your purpose, there's, you know, the reality of the situation is new and used vehicles are extremely high right now. So a lot of people, they look at what they've got. It's worth servicing. You know, one of the best things you can do, in my opinion, is if you're getting a little bit tired of your car, take it and get it detailed. Get it cleaned up by a professional, real good, polished, carpets vacuumed and shampooed, and get it looking like it's showroom new again, and then make sure that all your service is up to date on it, and you'll feel like you've got a new car.
Good tip.
It will really be in just for a fraction of the money that you'd have to pay if you went out and bought a new or a used car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to have a good detailing job would be less than a single monthly payment on a new or even a used car.
Oh, no question.
Point.
Yeah. Usually most places you can get a nice detail job for around $120 to $150 for a really professional detail jobs. So
folks may object
worth
to that
your
price.
Money.
That's right, exactly. Once you've seen what that gets you, you'll say, yeah, that was worth that amount of money too, even though on the initial looking at it, you say, I don't know. But it really, really makes a difference in your own point of view, your attitude, and your pride in your vehicle too. So
that's the key point, your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that car gets looking all spiffy again and everything, you have a totally different attitude about it than if it's dirty and a little bit crummy inside, dog hair like my truck. But
it'll be
get all that stuff cleaned up, and you feel much better.
You won't feel bad then about playing the opening strains of Dixie on your horn then when you got a good looking car, right? Dennis
right.
Willingham with Precision Tune Auto Care always brings us great tips on car care. And did you have something you wanted to say there, Alec?
No, you guys talking about getting your cars detailed just reminds me that the closest I've ever come to doing that is when I'm racing to make sure I get it all rinsed off before the countdown in the little car wash.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I got 30 seconds. I got to get all this stuff off.
Home maintenance begins at home. There you go. Dennis, Precision Tune Auto Care is sponsoring this portion of the program. Tell us about your store, Dennis.
That's right. We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there just off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. But if you'd like to make us an appointment, we definitely take them. Or if you've got a question, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Dennis Whittingham, we will talk to you next week on AM 910 WJCW.
Everybody, please be safe out there this morning.